Welcome back to the podcast, and I'm your host, Emily Grace Smith of Guide to Wholeness, and I'm excited to bring to you today a bonus episode, and I'm actually looking and feeling into what it would look like to do a weekly episode in this way. So this is my first way of doing that, of dipping my toes in. It's been bi-weekly episodes for as long as I've done this podcast, so So I have a topic that I shared on my blog that I'm going to expand on in today's episode. And that topic is feminine embodiment and what exactly that is. And I thought it'd be interesting to explore this, as it is a relatively, I guess, not even a new term, but not something that everyone is familiar with. And it's a big part of the work that I do. So this episode will illuminate what exactly feminine embodiment is, how can you use it, and what that could look like, its impact on your life and your leadership. And I have been experiencing this not only in my community, my clients, but in my friendships as well, and the women that I connect with and network with that are sensitive and soulful, and they're also ambitious, but realizing that they can't hold as much in their relationships. And what I mean by that is always being the one planning everything, holding the masculine in their friendships or work relationships. It's a lot of doing, and we're really at this time in the world being asked every gender type, and that's something I'll expand on what I'm talking about with feminine energy, but we are being asked to come into balance with our feminine energy and really developing that in our society. So when I'm talking about feminine essence and energy, masculine energy in this episode, it has nothing to do with your gender identity. And women are not only feminine and men only masculine. So every individual of every binary and non-binary identity contains both. And we have been living in a society that has been, moving forward in a hyper-masculine way, which has been forward progression and development. And when that is something that's valued in society, that is when individuals, and especially women identifying, start to feel, and we have been feeling this, that, we're too masculine or not feminine enough. And in reality, it's that our feminine skills of feeling and flowing are underdeveloped because they are not what's valued in society. So this episode will help teach you what is feminine energy, what is masculine energy, and how you can come into balance with those. So women now are becoming aware that how we've been living in this patriarchy, this capitalist society that values this productivity and this holding, this leading, no longer is working for our feminine energy that really wants to come through. And there's a lot of programming and patterns that we hold in our bodies that are needing to be released, needing to be unlearned in order to do this. So inherent qualities of the feminine energy are flow, inwards direction, depth, and feeling. And in contrast, the qualities of the inherent masculine energy are go energy, forward and upwards energy, vision, very mental, top of the body, and direction. So you can see how this dynamic shows us the natural wholeness that comes alive when both are in balance. Like, all those qualities are needed. Without direction, feminine energy can just only be flowing and never really coming to completion or making forward progress. So it's a mix of both, because without this depth, and there's only the go, what are you creating from? Like, that's what leads ultimately to burnout. A lack of creativity, a lack of intuition is just having the go without actually, what are we going with? And so exactly that is that striving forward with purpose is pointless if there's not this coupled energy of radiance, of feeling, of introspection with the feminine. So that's the feminine piece of feminine embodiment. And so I'm going to touch on the embodiment pillars that make it possible to embody this experience of the feminine, so that you start to make this part of your authentic being. It's not this concept, which I think is a lot of women are realizing, okay, I definitely want to. I'm seeing so much of it in all areas of life, really, but relationships. Women are no longer wanting to be kind of the masculine pole in the relationship. It's like women want to be the feminine, which is, the receiving, the emotional leader in a partnership. I'm talking about a romantic partnership. And they want to be taken care of and pursued, which is really the receiving piece. So it shows up in all areas of life, honestly. And I think it's with these ambitious women who in careers, it's been rewarded to be the masculine energy. And I've definitely worked in so many environments where you had to, almost be like a man in order to succeed. Like, you had to be you had to focus on very masculine type tasks, and there's competition and that forward movement, that upwards movement, and it wasn't healthy or safe, I guess, or accepted to be very much in your feelings and to flow and not be on a constant deadline. So it's the balance of this that we are seeking. So the first part with awareness, this is the first pillar. And as I drop in and share with you these pillars, the source of this information is from the School of Embodied Arts, of which I learned and received my coaching certification in feminine embodiment. And awareness is essentially presence. And that is my number one desire, is that everyone has awareness, because without awareness, we aren't being present in our body. We automatically become less embodied. And you can think of awareness as mindfulness. It's just being in the present and seeing everything that's there, what's going on inside. And when our mind and body are in two different places, this is not being embodied. So if you're thinking of doing, say you're doing embodied movement practice, which I'll talk about, or somatic experiencing, or even meditation, but your mind is elsewhere, you're thinking of your grocery list, your next to-dos, then this is not embodiment. So thoughts and distractions get in the way of awareness. And it's actually so fascinating that I learned, we all are made up of different bodies, our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, our physical bodies, and our spiritual bodies. And the first body that is the most dense is the physical body. But what I found very interesting is the second most dense body is the mental body. So that's why living in our heads and having all these limiting beliefs floating around, or thoughts, distractions, these get in the way of this awareness, because they're very, very dense, second to our bodies. So this is where the second pillar, and each pillar that I share flows into the next one. this is where breath comes in to provide direction for this awareness. And when we become conscious of the breath, we automatically become conscious. So breath is life force, and it allows you to become anchored in your awareness and in your body, and becomes a vehicle of awareness. So deep breathing, nostril breathing, breath work, these are all practices that support embodiment. And you even notice that once you start taking a few deep breaths, you can move and shift states really out of this kind of anxious, stressful state into a more present, grounded state. So you're able to be more in your body, be in that awareness. And my favorite tool, breath work, in this sense, really acts like a brush, a scrub brush, and it comes into the body, especially the torso area, which is where we hold a lot of emotions. And it acts like a scrub brush, and it takes out stuck emotions, frozen tension, which is related to trauma responses. We store a lot of that frozen tension, which is a source of disembodiment. And I'll do another episode on that, these sources of disembodiment and how do we get this frozen tension in our bodies and all this tightness. All that gets released through the exhale. So that's why I use breath work in my one-on-one program, Reclaim. And breath work is a tool that you can get started with right away to help you expand and take up more space with your unique energy. Your authentic presence can be really brought into your body through the breath. And if you'd like to start with breath work, I have a free practice on my YouTube channel, Guide to Wholeness. I have a couple on there, and it has the instructions of how to do it. And you can get started with that. And that's just a really simple tool. And I like that all these pillars that I talk about are just natural, inherent things that are available to us. So the next one is movement. And movement allows you to free up frozen surface level tension and stress. And it allows you to open your body more and feel. And I will say, as someone that is very, I'm an air sign, I'm an Aquarius, that I can definitely, and I have tended towards being very in my head. And I also have a Libra rising, so also an air sign. And thankfully, I have a Virgo moon, which is my grounding force. But I think that's a lot of what women experience. And like I mentioned, we live in a masculine heavy society, which really values logic and using the brain and your mind. But the more you focus on your mind, the more disconnected to your body you become. And also the more you focus on spiritual practices, I've also experienced this, the more you also neglect the body and you kind of prioritize that. So embodied movement is the solution to getting back into your body and to integrating yourself fully. And embodied movement is different from regular movement. It's non-structured and it's centered around movement that arises from within. So, you know, so many people want to ask, oh, what are all these instructions? Or I have to follow step-by-step guide. And it's really not like yoga in that sense. Like, you're not holding specific poses. Embodied movement is really about letting your body take over, letting your feminine flow take the lead. And sensations within your body are always in flow, such as emotions, energies, and thoughts. These are always moving and changing. And embodied movement allows you to express and deepen into those sensations, welcoming them and liberating them. So it's really feeling to heal. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. I provide instructions on different feminine flows in my one-on-one work. And without this embodied movement, emotions and sensations become constricted, repressed, and stagnant. And I have really found that this is such a beautiful trauma healing practice to have this movement and to turn inwards and see what is alive and what wants to be released. And before having these tools and this awareness, I tried everything under the sun to sit with my emotions and to journal about them, talk about them through therapy and even coaching, but it's not as if it was ever being released that way. And this helps you release those sensations and also to build this awareness with your inner felt senses. And that's really your muscle in understanding what is going on inside of you at any given time. And that's how you really become embodied, is just noticing what's alive in the present moment and seeing it happen, understanding the sensations, and then being able to process it. So you're not running away from it. You're not repressing it. You're letting it flow. As I mentioned, it's taking the direction. You're letting it express itself. And, you know, it really matters what emotional state you're in. So some days it might feel more challenging to do body movement, or some days it'll be more flowing and easy with big movements. And with the breath and awareness into the body, this is what allows us to move the body and feel the body from the inside. So having a daily movement practice has helped me so much, and just being present with myself and my emotions. And if I notice stress come up, or if I notice that I've been activated or triggered, I turn inwards and I do this movement practice, and it's changed my life, honestly. And I've looked at doing other physical practices as a way to support with this embodiment. So massages as well have been supportive for me, and I recommend to anyone who's experienced trauma, because as a result of trauma, you and really numbing behaviors, things like that, you have a lot of resistance to movement. You don't want to be with those things. They feel scary. They feel a lot to hold. And so doing this movement practice on a regular basis helps you just become comfortable with being present with a lot of the sensations and emotions that before you had a trauma response, which really wanted you to escape. And that brings me to my last pillar, which is sound. And this is also very vulnerable for us to express, since similar to the movement, it's really just letting what wants to flow through and be expressed, and it's raw and confronting because you don't have control over it. And sound is the vibrational essence of embodiment. And this can be expressed through exhale, during movement and unraveling in pain, anxiousness, or sadness. And sound and movement allow us to feel and sensitize ourselves to our inner felt sense. So, you know, I even notice this if I am feeling stressful. And even if I'm feeling annoyed now, I just let myself like groan on my own. And I'm just like, and you just notice how much you feel better in doing that, because it's just a release. And my dog does it as well. When he's annoyed, he'll do this kind of like sigh out. And so this little groan, it's actually very cute. But that's just one way of allowing ourselves to feel and express and externalize this inner emotional state and just release it in a sense. And I love for this in breath work, when I offer it, of screaming into a pillow. And that is another way of really releasing a lot of anger, frustration, and it's including our vocal cords. So this really allows us to fully inhabit our body and our experience. So those are the pillars of embodiment that all together really allow you to connect with the feminine essence and make it part of your being again. Because the truth is, your feminine essence is inside of you. There are just so many conditionings and patterns that we have really lived with in society, but that you also have your own individual stories, your traumas, your upbringing, core beliefs that are deeply held in the body. And really coming into your natural feminine, it allows you to experience this natural whole way of being, the way that you were really made to be, with more flow, more feeling, inwards direction and depth. And that is what allows the natural masculine energy space to show up in a balanced way and not in a dominant way. So I do offer this in my coaching. There is a module on understanding the healthy masculine and working with that, your own inner masculine. But a lot of women think that, and myself, this was my path too, and they think that the first step is to focus on fixing your masculine energy, but understand that when you embody your natural feminine and not let that lead, your masculine energy will still be there, but it will be able to show up in a balanced way and not in a dominant way. So I hope that this episode helped you to understand that becoming embodied in your feminine is a journey and it's a learned skill, and you can give yourself grace and compassion as you're on this journey, because it's not something that we are taught. And you can understand that these pillars of embodiment, the awareness, breath, movement, and sound, allow you to bring your feminine essence forward and move it through you, making you more comfortable with your feelings, accessing this depth and going inwards and allowing for more flow and making space for that with your daily or however regular practice that you have. And that is what allows you to become embodied in your feminine and feel safe to receive, safe to show up as yourself authentically and in your own unique essence and beauty. So if this was helpful for you, I'd love to hear from you. And I will link my website in the episode and love to hear from you on Instagram in my DMs if you resonated with this, if this helped you, and if you have any further questions. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.